Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah. I'm Yitzhak Shem on pace still to finish by Purim. We're holding the very bottom of Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. Mishnah just taught us the beginning of the dinim of the Dalet Parshios, which we're in the middle of currently. And Gemara is going to be elaborating more on how this all works. The first part of the Mishnah said that Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, you have Parshish Shkalim. And if it didn't come out on Shabbos, but it came in the middle of the week, so you move Parshish Shkalim to the previous Shabbos. In that case, you'll have it. Next Shabbos will be a break. And then following that, Parsha Zachar, which is what happened most years, what happened this year also. So in that, the Gemara says, last line of Chav Tes Amun Aleph. Tanan Hosam. Mishnah says, Ve'echad ba'adar mashmina l'shkalim. Yeah. This is a Mishnah in Shkalim. Yeah. And it says that on the first of Adar, they announce about Shkalim. So I think we mentioned this idea, but the idea was that in the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there's going to have to be a Truma Chadasha. There's going to have to be new money. The money that was recently given from which to buy korbanos. So in Rosh Chodesh Adar, they already announced that that need is coming. People should start bringing their shkalim. Ve'al kalim. Also says you announced then on kalim that people should look to see if they have any kalim mixtures growing in their produce in their fields and they can uproot. Mara says b'shlam al kalim. Makes sense about kalim. Dizman zriyahi. Because that time of year, Rosh Chodesh Adar, is a time of planting. So it's not exactly a time of planting. Tosfos says over here, it's not exactly lav dafka zman zriya, because there are different times of planting that are expressed in Bava Metzia, having to do a certain dinim over there. But it means to say that's the end of the planting period, and therefore things are starting to sprout and grow, and you could have kalayim around. It makes sense to announce it then. Yeah, so bishlamal kalayim zman zriya hi ala shkalim nolim. Why would you announce shkalim then, the Gemara says. So Amar Rav Tevi, this is really the answering that I said before, but now the Gemara is coming to it. Yeah, Amar Rav Tevi, Amar Rabbi Yoshia, the Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, really in the Parsha of the Korban Tamid, says, Zos Olas Chodesh V'Chodsho, I should say the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, I should say the Musa for Rosh Chodesh, that Zos Olas Chodesh V'Chodsho, this is the Ola of Rosh Chodesh in its month, etc. And in this Pasuk, it says the word Chodesh an inordinate amount of time. So the Gemara says, Amar Torah, I mean, that's what Rashi learns over here. That's why they have so many chodeshes going over here. So the drasha is that Amar Torah, Chadesh v'have korban mitruma chadasha. You have to renew yourselves, renew the money, and bring the new korbanos from a new truma. That is something that happens in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We came into a Nisan, boy, yikruvi mitruma chadasha, being that a Nisan that had to be brought from the new donations, kadminin v'karinin be'echa ba'adah. Therefore, we read about that need in the first of Adar. Yeah. Now, how do we know it's Nisan? So Rashi brings over here the Gezer Shava to, we say in the Maseches Rosh Hashanah, there's Shana, Shana from Nisan. It says over here, Shana, the Chodshei Hashana. And it says, by Chodesh Zelechem, the Chodshei Hashana, that's about Nisan. Fine. So therefore, Gemara says, Ki Hechi, why do we do it early? Because Minim V'Karinim Ba'echa Ba'adr, we precede it and read about this need. And the first of other, Ki Hechi Delesu Shkalim L'Mikdash, in order that people can have time to bring their shkalim to the base of Mikdash. Mora says, Kiman, who is this like? The look Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It's not like a shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Damash Tishavasis. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you wouldn't need a month prior, you need 2 weeks. The Tanya, Brisa says, Sholin behilchas apesach karma lepesach shloshim yom. Tanakama of this Brisa says that we already start discussing lachas of Pesach before Pesach for 3 days. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Shteshavasis. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says only 2 weeks. So we're thinking right now that should match up to this halacha, that the time needed to announce shkalim prior to when it's needed to be brought would be a month prior. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would disagree with that. And one could be mechalik, seemingly, that over there we're talking about discussion of halachas. Here we're talking about physically what amount of time is needed for people to get their money together and bring it to the Mikdash. But the Gemara goes through a different, more simple answer. He says, I feel the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We could even go with his shita. Came with the Amar Mar b'Chamisha Aserbo Shulchanos Yoshim the Medina v'Chaf Hey Yoshim the Migdash. Being that we actually have a different statement that tells us that already on the 15th of Adar, you already see tables sitting out everywhere. People are going to have to change. They're changing money into shkalim. People to bring their shkalim, and that's in general places in Eretz Yisrael, the Medina. And on the 25th, they're already sitting in the Migdash because of this. So Mishum Shulchanos Kadminim v'Karinin. Because of that, it would make sense to have the reading be 2 weeks prior on Rosh Chodesh Adar. And it really is 2 weeks prior, like Shita Sir Mishim Gamliel, because the tables already will be available for changing money. The money changers will be there 2 weeks later, in the middle of Av. Whereas is my parsha is calling. What is the parsha that is read? Rav Amar Tzavis Bnei Yisrael Amar Tar Leim Skomi Lachmi. That is the parsha of the Korban Tamid. And we know that nowadays is reading that as part of the Rosh Chodesh Kriya. But he is Shita, Rav Shita, that is what is read for Parshas Kohen. Well, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, and this is what we do, Kisiso. Beginning of Parshas Kisiso. It talks about the giving of the Machzis HaShekel. Gemara says, Bishlom Alaman the Amar Kisiso. I understand why you would say that, Kisiso. Hainu the Kari Lo Parshas Kohen. Makes sense, the Kari Parshas Kohen. That is what's being read. The Ksiv Vash Kohen. El Alaman the Amar Es Korbani Lachni. If you say the Korban Tamid, Achal Midish Kohen Ksivi. Now, the Bach has a little different gears here. Maybe the word hacha shouldn't be there, but Gemara is asking, it doesn't say anything about shkolim there. So why would you read the parsha of the Talmud? So we say, hasam in, or maybe this gear is also a little different. We say, time am I, what would be the reason? Kidder Rav Tevi. It's just like Rav Tevi said earlier in the name of Rav Yoshia, that the money that's brought for the korbanos is the shkolim. Yeah, so Mimela, it's all kind of tied together. You could read something about the korban Talmud. It also refers to the need of the shkolim to be brought to pay for them. Now we're going to ask a question on the other opinion. It makes sense, the Manda Amr of Tzavis B'nei Yisrael, the Korban HaTamid being read, B'shem Diksivi Korbanos. Awesome. Kidder Rav Tevi, right? It says Korbanos, that's like Rav Tevi. Alamanda Amr Kisisa, if you say Kisisa Korbanos Miksivi, doesn't say anything about Korbanos there. We need to say, and the problem is, and that in itself we would answer up, and it's all connected, but Shkolim La'adonim Ksivi. Yeah? In truth, the half-shekel donations, or the Gemara is at least thinking right now, were entirely needed to use for the adonim, for the sockets in which the krushim, which the planks, stood. And Rashi brings a parsha in Parshas, a pasuk, I should say, in Parshas Pekudei, that says all of these shkolim were latsekis, they were used to pour into, make it into metal that they put these adonim into. Yeah? Vayim ha'as kikar kesef latsekis is adonim ha'kodesh. The 100 kikar kesef were to melt into the adonim. Gemara says, must say, can it tell me Rav Yosef? It has to be like Shita of Rav Yosef. Sholosh Trumos Hain. There are actually three Trumos that are written in these parshas three times that they gave a Truma. So he learns, Sholosh Trumos Hain, Shal Mizbeach Mizbeach. There was a donation given towards the Mizbeach, and that was used towards Korbanos. The Shal Adonim La Adonim, and a separate one for the Adonim. The Shal Bedek Abayis La Bedek Abayis. So there are three donations given. Memela, it's not as if all the money for the Masas HaShekel was needed for Adonim. There was partially for Adonim, partially were needed for Korbanos. So it's correct then, three Kisisa about donations of the Shkolim, because some of it anyway would be for Korbanos. And that also matches with Rav Tevi's Shita that we're actually talking about a need of Korbanos to be brought from Truma Chadashim. B'shlam alaman da'amar Kisisa hayo d'shani hayrosh chodeshim shayrosh chadashim. Now it makes sense, the one that says Kisiso, so now I understand why this Rosh Chodesh, your reading will be different than the other Rosh Chodesh. You're reading a totally different Kriya for the Maftir. Elamanda Amr Tzavis Korbani, the one that reads, the parts of the Talmud, my Shani, what's different? You always read that in Rosh Chodesh. You say, Shani, you say it's different as follows. Now, the Gemara is going to express a halacha that we don't do, actually two different ones. We're going to read it as it is, but shouldn't be too shocked if it's reading something we don't do. So Gemara says it's different because the Ilu Rosh Chodeshim Karashisa Menoni Diyoma V'chaber Rosh Chodesh. By the end of Rosh Chodesh, you read six aliyahs in whatever parsha it is, regular weekly parsha, and then one aliyah of Rosh Chodesh. So that's different because we do seven. But we had a discussion in the Gemara earlier about whether the seventh aliyah can count as a maftir, or the maftir can count as one of the seven. The thing is, Gemara is holding Pashas that it could. So you really could finish the Parsha in six aliyahs and then read the seventh aliyah is like your Maftir, counts as one of the seven. So saying, by a regular Rosh Chodesh, that's what you would do. Read six aliyahs in the Parsha, right? And then you would read the seventh already would be for Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. It says, Mechad Rosh Chodesh, V'ilu ha'idna, but on this Rosh Chodesh of Rosh Chodesh Adar, Kul of Rosh Chodesh. You'd read all aliyahs about Rosh Chodesh. And that's striking because we don't do that. And seemingly we had a simple way of understanding that we're only talking about the Haftaras. The Gemara now addresses this. That makes sense if you're holding the Seder Parshios, Suchozer, that you really interrupted the whole Seder of actual Parshios of reading in the Chumash that you read about these special things, not just the Maftirs, not just the Haftaras. So if that's true, then right, then he would hold that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is Shabbos, he would change the entire Kriya. Alamanda Amr Seder Haftaras Uchoz. You're only doing Haftaras, so you go back to Parshas the Yuma Karina. We read the regular Parsha of the day. So my Shani. So then, according to him, what's different?
So we say, Shani, it's different. The Ilu Rosh Chodashim Karashisa Benyani Diyoma. Saying Rosh Chodesh, you read six of that parsha, as we said. V'chad Kar Rosh Chodesh, and one for Rosh Chodesh. V'ilu Ha'inan on this Rosh Chodesh, Karu Tulasa Benyani Diyoma. You read three aliyahs, whatever the regular parsha is. You finish the parsha in three aliyahs. V'arba Kar Rosh Chodesh. And then four more of Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, so it's also not something we do, but apparently according to that shita, that's what would have happened. You would have the whole parsha there, and you would make four separate aliyahs about Rosh Chodesh for some reason. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, Meisvik, Rosh Chodesh, other shekhalios for Shabbos, Kohen, Parsha Shkolim. Maftir, and Biyo, Yodah, Kohen. It says, Rosh Chodesh, other calls on Shabbos, what do you read? Parsha Shkolim. And you have a maftir, the parsha of Yodah, HaKohen. So Bishlama Lamanda Amr Kisisa, if you say that what we read in the Torah reading is Kisisa, Hayan Daftirim B'Yoyoda HaKohen, it makes sense that the Maftir then is this Parsha of Yoyoda. The Dami Leg, because then it's comparable. We always read a Haftarah comparable to the weekly Parsha, so this would make sense. Diksiv Kesef Nefashis Erko. So it's over there you're giving money. Everybody gives a money of the value of his soul. That would be a match up with what's talked about in Kisisa. Lamanda Amr as Korbani Lachmi, if you're reading the Korban, tell me, meet Dami. Is it comparable to read about giving shkalim? So we say again, dami kider av tavi. It's like the shita av tavi, that again, giving the shkalim was for karbanos, it would all be one thing. Now we say, meisvei chalios parsha smuchala. If it came out that during the week the parsha was being read was that which was close to shkalim, whether right before it or right after it, meaning whether the end of tetzave or the next part of kisisi you were going to read, Koronosa the Kofonosa. So you read it, then you read it again. Bishlam Adam Kisisa makes sense if what we're speaking at is Kisisa. That's why I spoke out as Pashas. Hainu de Misrami Beahu Zimna. Makes sense. It could happen that time of year. Adar comes out around Kisisa. It can make sense that you're going to read something that's going to be right before or after it. Alam Adam Tzavas Korbani. Ni Misrami Beahu Zimna. The Parsha for the Talmud is in Parsha's Pinchas. It's going to be much later in the year. Won't come out around Rosh Chodesh. Adar doesn't make sense. So he said back, no, in Libanei Ma'arava, to those in Eretz Yisrael, the Maskele D'Araisa B'Tzvasa Shnin. Yeah, it does come out because in Eretz Yisrael, they used to finish the Torah only once in every 3 years. Apparently, Gemara understood that was not the Pashat Minug, but in Eretz Yisrael, that's what they did. And according to that, you could have different parshas come out all sorts of times in the calendar. Gemara says, Tani Kavasi, does Shmuel really have a brisa just like Shmuel? Then we're going to solve our question. Says Rosh Chodesh, other Shechalias, Rishabish, Korin, Kisi, so says Beferish, Rosh Chodesh Adar calls on the Shabbos, you read Kisisa, Umaftir and Bioyoda, and this Maftir Bioyoda HaKon. That's it, the Brisa seems to be undisputable in that regard. And that's what we do. Amir of Yitzchak Nafcha. Yitzchak Nafcha says, probably means Yitzchak the blacksmith. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos, Motzin Shalosh Torah. So Rosh Chodesh Adar that comes out in Shabbos, you take out three Sifrei Torah. The Korah Behen Echad B'Yinyon HaSholiyom, the first one you read the regular Parsha. The Echad B'Shal Rosh Chodesh, then one is Rosh Chodesh, V'Echad B'Kisisa, and the other one is Shkalim Kisisa. And he also said, Rosh Chodesh Tevet Shechalios V'Shabbos, V'in Shalosh Torah. You also have three. The Karn Behen Echol Beinu Shel Yom. One is the regular Parsha. Echol Bidir Rosh Chodesh. One is Rosh Chodesh. Echol Bidir Chanukah. With Tzricha, and you need him to explicitly state both those halachas that you need three Sifrei Torah in both these events. He eats my Baha. If he would have said the first one about Shkalim, Baha Kamer of Yitzchak. Only there did he say that. Avla Baha Kerat Sfirle. Damon Parsha Shkalim is Karmi Lachmi. Sorry, right, if he would have said about Chanukah, is what we should say, if he would have said about Chanukah, he would have said that's where you say three Sifrei Torah, but maybe the other one goes like Rav, who anyway says that the Parsha of Shkolim is the same thing as Rosh Chodesh, which they Torah Sagi, and two Torahs would be enough. Kamash Malan. So therefore, he has to tell you what he holds about Shkolim specifically, is three Sifrei Torah needed. I blame a Havala by Hach. In that case, you could just say the Halacha by Shkolim, you don't need the one by Chanukah. So you say, indeed, Chadam Mikal Chaverta Yitzmar. Actually was that case. He really only said the Halacha by Shkalim. And then the other part about Chanukah, about needing three Sifrei Torah there in Rosh Chodesh Teves, was inferred from the other statement. So indeed, he only did say one statement. Mora says, Yitzmar, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalios Bechol, if Rosh Chodesh Teves comes out during the week, Amar Av Yitzchak, Karot Flasav Rosh Chodesh, Shechab Chanukah. Says, you have three aliyahs in Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth one is Chanukah. That is what we do. But the Gemara says, Rav Dimi de Min Haifa, Rav Dimi of Haifa said, no, Amar Karu Tzvasa V'Chanukah V'Chav Rosh Chodesh. Read three in the Chanukah and one in Rosh Chodesh. So the Machlokes is, Amar Rav Mani, Rav Mani says, Kavasi de Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Mistab. It makes sense like the first Shita. The Tadr V'Sheinu Tadr Tadr Kodim. You always go with what is more frequent. And Rosh Chodesh is certainly more frequent than Chanukah. So you read three in Rosh Chodesh and one in Chanukah. Amar Rav Avin Kvasi Rav Dimi Stav. Rav Dimi says no. Like Rav Dimi's Shita is more logical. Mi Garm L'Ravi Yishiyavu. Who caused the fourth Aliyah to happen? Hanukkah, there will only be three Aliyahs. So who is responsible for this fourth Aliyah? Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is responsible for the fourth Aliyah. Hilkach Ravi Rosh Chodesh Boi Mikri. That fourth Aliyah must be Rosh Chodesh. So in Melee, has to be three for Hanukkah and only the fourth for Rosh Chodesh. Rosh is my Havila. What is the din? What do we do? Rav Yosef Amar in Mashkich and Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yosef says we're not Mashkich and Rosh Chodesh, but we don't make Rosh Chodesh the main thing. The Rabba Amar in Mashkich and Chanukah. Rav says we don't make Chanukah the main thing. So it's the Machlokes on every level here. Machlokes initially with two Amarim, Machlokes about which of their shitas is more logical, and Machlokes about what to do in Pesach. Mar says though, V'hilchasa ein Mashkich and Chanukah v'Rosh Chodesh Iker. The halacha is we're not Mashkich and Chanukah, and Rosh Chodesh is the Iker. And interestingly enough, the Bach over here says that the Yisr should be you're not Mashkech and Chanukah at all. Take out the word Rosh Chodesh. That would be the same shot. But Rashi here, interesting enough, says in Mashkechin lasos ikr. Mashkechin makes something ikr, but the Bach puts in there in Mashkechin bechanukah lasos ikr. Don't make Mashkechin bechanukah to make it ikr. So in any event, the Bach doesn't seem to change pshat over here, but I'm not sure what is being changed exactly. But the halacha seems to come out that we're not Mashkin Bechana, Rosh Chodesh is the Iker, and that's the mitzvah of what we do. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mr. Shem will continue next time.